This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In about half an hour, the government will publish its tally of retail sales for the month of May. April sales disappointed analysts who've been left wondering if people will ever spend the money freed up by low gas prices. Many have been saving, which is often a prudent course in an uncertain economy. This month, the cash registers at department stores may remain quieter than the stores had hoped, but car and truck sales are forecast to be up. And where do you buy your cars? You may be surprised to learn that Costco, the place to buy vats of pretzels and toilet paper by the gross, helped sell about 400,000 cars last year. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has details.
You're not going to turn down aisle 4 at Costco and suddenly discover a hidden car lot. Costco doesn't actually sell cars. It just helps broker car deals for its members.
Costco is essentially acting as a middleman. They are working with the manufacturers to bring in vehicles and essentially set a price for the vehicle.
That's Jeff Schuster with the consulting firm LMC Automotive. He says Costco negotiates price discounts that could save members $1,000 on average.
So their members then do not have to haggle.
Why is Costco doing this? John Rand is with the research firm Kantar Retail. He says Costco's not a normal retailer. Just consider the annual membership fees, anywhere from $55 to $110 a year.
They tell you what they are. They're a club. And as a club, their mission is constantly to provide something extraordinary to members.
Rand says it's all about retaining members with cool stuff because member fees make up the bulk of Costco's revenue. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.